Lesson 160, Malachi 4. Introduction. Malachi foresaw the fate of the wicked and the righteous at the second coming of Jesus Christ, and prophesied that the Lord would send the prophet Elijah before the second coming to do a great work. Suggestions for teaching. Malachi 4:1-4. Malachi prophesies of the fate of the wicked and the righteous at the second coming. Draw or display a picture of a tree on the board. Point out and label the three essential parts of a tree: branches, trunk, and roots. What would happen to a tree if we eliminate one of the vital parts? Above the picture of the tree, write the word family. Invite students to think of this tree as a family tree. If the trunk of the tree represents you, what might the branches and roots represent? As students study Malachi 4, invite them to look for how their actions can affect their family tree in the eternities. Invite a student to read Malachi 4:1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what those who are proud and wicked will experience at the second coming of Jesus Christ. What will the proud and wicked experience at the second coming of the Lord? Explain that stubble refers to the short stalks that remain after grain has been harvested from the field. Farmers often burn the stubble in preparation to plow and plant the field again. Malachi's reference to the wicked being like stubble in the day of burning means that the wicked will be destroyed as part of the Lord's cleansing of the earth at His second coming. Based on our discussion about the family tree, what do you think the phrase, "It shall leave them neither root nor branch," means for the wicked? Erase or cover up the roots and branches from the picture on the board to illustrate that the tree is incomplete and limited without these vital parts. Invite a student to read Malachi 4:2-3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the righteous will experience at the Lord's second coming. Explain that the Son of Righteousness, found in verse 2, is Jesus Christ. What will the righteous experience when the Lord comes again? They will receive healing, grow up as calves of the stall, and tread down the wicked. You may want to list students' answers on the board. Invite students to discuss in pairs what they think these phrases mean. After sufficient time, ask them to report what they have learned. As needed, explain that the phrase calves of the stall refers to calves that are safe, well-fed, and cared for. The Lord promises that He will similarly protect and care for those who fear His name. The phrase, quote, healing in His wings, end quote, refers to the healing and protective power of the Lord's atonement. The phrase, ye shall tread down the wicked, means that the Lord will help the righteous overcome evil by destroying the wicked at His second coming. What principle can we learn from these verses about what the Lord provides through His atonement to those who fear or reverence Him? Students may use different words, but make sure it is clear that if we reverence and obey the Lord, we will experience the power and protection of the atonement. Using students' words, write this principle on the board. What are specific ways we can reverence and obey the Lord? Why does reverencing and obeying the Lord enable us to experience His power and protection? When have you experienced the Lord's power or protection? Summarize Malachi 4:4 by explaining that the Lord asked His people to remember the statutes, laws or commandments, and judgments, ordinances, that He gave to Moses. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Malachi prophesies that Elijah will do a great work before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Refer students to the picture of the tree trunk on the board to help them personalize the tragedy of having no roots or branches on their family trees. Ask students to consider their own parents, grandparents, and ancestors, as well as their future spouse and children. Invite them to imagine what it might be like if they were separated from their family members in the eternities. Invite a student to read Malachi 4:5-6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Savior said He would help the families of the world before His second coming. Note, Malachi 4:5-6 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Whom did the Savior say he would send before the second coming? Who is Elijah? You may want to show students the picture Elijah appearing at the Kirtland Temple. Remind students that Elijah is a prophet who performed many mighty miracles. What do you think the phrase, "Turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers," found in Malachi 4:6, means? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by the prophet Joseph Smith. Ask the class to listen for what the word "turn" means in this verse. You might suggest that students write Joseph Smith's statement in the margin next to Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Quote, "Now the word turn here should be translated bind or seal," end quote. What is the purpose of the coming of Elijah? Why do you think binding or sealing families together is important to Heavenly Father? How has the prophecy about Elijah in Malachi 4, 5, and 6 been fulfilled? Explain to students that the resurrected prophet Elijah appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery on April 3, 1836, in the Kirtland Temple, and conferred upon them the sealing keys of the Melchizedek priesthood. These keys open the doors to family history and temple work for the living and for the dead. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. Ask the class to listen for the role we can play in fulfilling Elijah's mission. Quote, "Many of your ancestors died never having the chance to accept the gospel and to receive the blessings and promises you have received. There are more temples across the earth than there have ever been. More people in all the world have felt the spirit of Elijah move them to record the identities and facts of their ancestors' lives. There are more resources to search out your ancestors than there have ever been in the history of the world. The Lord has poured out knowledge about how to make that information available worldwide through technology that a few years ago would have seemed a miracle. When you were baptized, your ancestors looked down on you with hope. Perhaps after centuries they rejoiced to see one of their descendants make a covenant to find them and to offer them freedom. In your reunion, you will see in their eyes either gratitude or terrible disappointment. Their hearts are bound to you. Their hope is in your hands. You will have more than your own strength as you choose to labor on to find them." End quote. What is our role in binding families together in the last days? Write the following incomplete principle on the board. As we do family history and temple work, blank. What will happen as we fulfill our responsibility to do family history and temple work for our ancestors? After students respond, add the following to the incomplete principle on the board. Our hearts will be turned to our ancestors, blank. Ask students to look again at Malachi 4:6 and point out that unless the hearts of family members turn to each other, the earth will be cursed or utterly wasted. To help students understand what this means, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "Elijah restored the sealing powers whereby ordinances that were sealed on earth were also sealed in heaven. That would affect all priesthood ordinances, but was particularly important for the sealing of families down through the generations of time, for without that link, no family ties would exist in the eternities, and indeed the family of man would have been left in eternity with neither roots, ancestors, nor branch, descendants. Inasmuch as such a sealed, united, celestially saved family of God is the ultimate purpose of mortality, any failure here would have been a curse indeed, rendering the entire plan of salvation utterly wasted." End quote. To complete the principle on the board, add the following, "And we will help prepare the earth for the second coming of Jesus Christ." Invite a student to read the completed principle aloud. As we do family history and temple work, our hearts will be turned to our ancestors, and we will help prepare the earth for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Why do our hearts turn to our ancestors when we do their family history and temple work? How do you think our ancestors feel toward us for doing this work for them? What experiences have you had with doing family history and temple work for your own ancestors? If circumstances allow, you might want to invite a student who is familiar with the website FamilySearch.org to log in to his or her account and display the website in front of the class. You could also allow the students a few minutes to demonstrate how to use the website and search for a family name. This demonstration could inspire other students who might be unfamiliar with the site and the process of finding family names online. Ask students to write on a piece of paper one goal that will help them more fully participate in family history and temple work. Encourage them to take the paper home and place it where it will remind them of their goal. Because this is the last lesson of the Old Testament course of study, you may want to take several minutes at the end of the lesson to invite students to consider and share their experiences with studying the Old Testament in seminary this year. Scripture Mastery, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Invite students to write the passage in Malachi 4, 5, and 6 on the back of the paper containing their goal for family history or temple work. Encourage them to memorize the passage at home with their family members. Invite students to share with their family members what they learned in class about Malachi 4. Supplemental teaching idea. Malachi 4 video presentation. Now I'm converted. In addition to inviting students to share experiences they may have had with family history and temple work, you might consider showing the video Now I'm Converted. This video shows how the youth in One Stake were blessed as they responded to Elder Bednar's invitation to participate in family history work. Invite students to look for why these youth were drawn to their ancestors and how they were converted while doing their temple work. This video is also available on LDS.org.